Okay, so I'm now going to call the roll. It's 6:06 p.m. 6:06 p.m. Okay, Teresa Allen is present. Is Dr. Franklin on? I'm not hearing Dr. Franklin. Bill Crozier?
Yeah, I'm here.
Lyndon Foley? Not here. Tom Harper?
Here.
Present. Okay, Wally James? Not here. Mike Lewis?
Mike Lewis is here.
Thank you, Mike. Robin Lewis?
Here.
Thank you, Robin. Marianne Martinez? Not hearing. Carol McGregor requests excuse absence. Darrell Robbins, excuse absence. Nancy Zibar Naritomi?
Oh, present.
Thank you. Wendy Schrell? Not hearing Wendy. Deb Shafto? Not hearing Deb. Rob Lee? I think I heard him say last week that he wasn't attending, but I'm not hearing him. Bruce Grief? Not hearing him. Kurt Gerdrum? Not hearing Kurt. Okay. And I know that Kurt said he was coming, so while we're talking, I'm going to send him a text and say that this is a conference call, not a Zoom.
In person?
Not a Zoom meeting. Okay. Conference call. All right. So, first item on the agenda is approve the agenda. Any objections or corrections or changes to the agenda? Hear none. Is there any objections to approving the agenda?
No.
No.
Pass without objection. Okay. Approve the minutes. I sent it out on the 10th of October, and then I sent it out, I believe, yesterday. Is there a motion to approve the agenda? I mean, approve minutes? Mike Lewis?
Yeah.
Mike Lewis moved to approve.
So did Tom Harper.
Thank you. Passed without objection. Right? Any objection? All right. Next item is a report from either the development director or the general manager. Robin, do you want to say something?
Let me get to the agenda. Is it more specific than that?
Well, it says report from development director, including discussion of the pledge drive, and the items on the agenda are Giving Tuesday, Quiet Drive, Legacy Giving, Lapsed Donors, and Plan Giving and Major Donors. So those are the things after your report. So do you have anything
other
than that?
I'll report on the fund drive, October fund drive.
Mm-hmm.
It brought in $69,175. That's 69% of the $100,000 goal. It also brought in approximately 86 new members. And that was 16% of the 140 new member goal. And in total, 496 donors. And that was 50% of the 900 goal that we were looking for.
496 donors?
Total, yeah.
Total. And what was that percentage you said?
That is 51% of the 900 I was hoping would show up.
Uh-huh.
And so the drive, like I said, got to 69% of $100,000 that we were hoping to make in October, which would theoretically get the station through into December. But
Have you done any analysis of if people are giving more or less than average?
Actually, the average is, and I can pull that up. The average given during the drive, at least, was, that's my computer. I'm getting there.
No problem.
Okay, the average gift during the drive was $148 per person. So that's actually slightly more than in previous drives. Slightly meaning maybe about $5 or $6 more.
Okay, so what was the average was what?
$148 per person. That's average.
Okay, okay. All right. And how many of those were online and how many were through the service?
Let's see. I don't have it number-wise. I have it broken out by dollars. So through the answering service, we made about $23,500.
$23,500?
Yeah. Okay. And on the web, we made about $45,824.
$45,000.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Double.
Okay.
Yeah,
which is not, you know.
And we don't have to pay the fee is less if if they do it directly, right, via the website?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is not what, Robin, you're saying something and then Bill talked over you. I didn't hear it.
Sorry.
Oh, I forgot what I was trying to say. It was not important. But yeah, if they...
The more money comes through the web...
Do the work themselves on the web, it costs less.
Were there any specific programs that were highly successful in raising money?
Well, yeah. Fair Change, which was still on the schedule, and people were still donating to it. I'd like to get that up.
I don't know this show. Is it a music show, and what day?
Fair Change, Larry Winter's old show.
Oh, Fair. Oh, I thought you said Air
yeah.
Change. I'm sorry. Okay.
No. No. Let's see. I'm getting to it. Okay, I think Fair Change in all its iterations during the drive itself brought in
$8,700.
$8,700? Yes. And I believe that was the top fundraiser.
So, and that was three times? They had three, there were there three Saturdays in that drive?
Yes.
Okay.
But there were also special memorial shows, Larry's, and like Sandy kind of, for at least one Saturday, kind of turned his show over into a tribute show for Larry. So did Susan Darrow, and that helped them because Border Radio came in second at $6,800 raised.
Border was $6,800. Okay, that was a fine show.
Yeah, but it was kind of special circumstances for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But you're saying that Spare Change pulled in $8,700 on the three Saturdays, even, and that was with David Britton just playing selected old shows then.
Well, yeah, you know, people were moved to donate to Spare Change, whether they were listening to any of the memorial shows.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of helped Spare Change.
Okay.
Next time around, it's going to be different, I think.
But you're not counting Border Radio's money or Deadbeat's money when they were talking about or memorializing Larry Winters. That's in addition to what was raised on the Saturdays, right?
Well, they're on Saturdays. Okay, people donated $8,000-some dollars, and almost all those people said they wanted to go to Spare Change. And it also appeared during that Spare Change slot. Then there are people who donated to the other shows, lots of other shows, and it was that was credited to them.
Okay, they credited the money to. I mean, if it was raised during Border Radio and she was memorializing Larry, it went to Border Radio.
It went to Border Radio. Yeah, it went to Border Radio. Unless the donor said otherwise.
And how much did Deadbeat make?
Deadbeat. Deadbeat, we have $3,800.
Okay. Uh-huh. But, and this is over three different shows, three different Sundays, or Saturdays, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else to report?
On the drive, nothing remarkable.
Okay. Anybody have any questions?
Remarkable to say.
How much was the prison show draw in?
Hold on. I have 1,000 even.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. In times past, Spare Change, there were times when Spare Change would make $5,000 on one Saturday, right? Over the course of three hours, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did any shows hit their goals that they had from previous drives? Or were there
any said anything in that way? I mean, and that's the kind of analysis that needs to happen, you know, behind the scenes. It doesn't really work out, you know, on the fly while things are happening.
Was there any other money from other sources during this, in the last month, like from vehicle donations or mailings or anything like that, or special big donor donation or anything?
Excuse me. Yes, there were the usual, you know, there were a couple of checks that came in from vehicle donations. And, you know, every month we send out renewal letters and also ask people to pay pledges that they did not pay for up front. So that happens every month.
Okay. But nothing extraordinary?
Nothing extraordinary, no.
Okay. Would it help? I'm sorry, was that Nancy?
Yeah, I have a question.
Go ahead.
How about lapsed donor that you were, and how did that go, you know, calling lapsed donors? And how many people participated?
Okay, that is on the agenda, correct?
Yeah. We'll quickly
get
down there.
Okay.
We'll get to
Bill for the sacrament.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah. Usually, don't we get a grant or donation about this time from a friend of the prison show? A major donation.
That usually comes towards the beginning of the year, like in February or March.
Oh, okay.
We did receive.
I'm sorry. What was that?
This year we did receive that. Yes.
Okay. Well, good.
Can you tell us how much was made from vehicle donations last month?
Not easily. I have to get into the database. It was, like I said, it was nothing spectacular.
Okay.
Maybe 600, right, or 500.
No, it's probably more like 1,200, something like that. I remember seeing a check over 1,000. So, but.
Only
all right,
two?
No problem.
Yes, just two.
1,200, wow. Must have been a RV.
No, not an RV. Okay, so what about, do you have any ideas of what we could ask for Giving Tuesday, Robin? Let me read this. Giving Tuesday is a movement that unleashes the power of radical generosity around the world with a common mission to build a world where generosity is part of everyday life. An astonishing $2.4 billion was donated to United States nonprofits by a reported 34.8 million people on Giving Tuesday in 2020 and $1.9 billion in 2019. So it went from almost $2 billion to 34.8 million in 2020 gave, and $1.9 billion was raised in 2019. So I would like, maybe we need to do a little subcommittee that works on this, but I would like to do something on Giving Tuesday. Maybe we could give a specific project that we need money for, or maybe, you know, we could say we need it for local news, or we need it for portable mics or something. I would like to, I mean, we've never really done anything for Tuesday before, and the information on Giving Tuesday says, well, you know, you don't have to concentrate on just giving money. You could say, you know, we, you know, call in and call our answering service and give us ideas for news stories that need to be covered with as much information as you can. We could do something like that, but I just thought we ought to go out of our way to do something on Giving Tuesday.
Bill for the sack.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I suggest we write some scripts for promos and just, you know, send to Robin and let her get with Dr. Franklin, figure out what may work. You know, I don't mind recording some. Other people record them. We might want to work in the fact that we're going to be moving. We don't know where or when, but we know we're going to be moving into some new facility, and we could use money to get it all outfitted. Or maybe we'll know something more specific by before Giving Tuesday, but of course that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Or when is it? Let's see, 3 weeks from now. Would that help, Robin?
Robin, did you have any ideas?
The problem with KPFT and Giving Tuesday is that we are asking for donations all day, every day. So far, I have not thought of anything compelling that KPFT can say that we haven't already said. So,
yeah,
we're giving. Yeah, we have to go about it in a different way. Frankly, yes, it would be. I just, like I said, I can't think of anything that's new. So perhaps, yeah, if a group of people would get together and just think of something new to say and something new to offer people who do give on Giving Tuesday. That would be extremely helpful, you know, because I'm like running dry on this because I've gone through every way to ask for money for KPFT.
Like what?
That's what I'm asking you all.
No. I mean, you said you've done every way to ask for money, and I will. I
and
know
all
you
the-
did really. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
No. I mean, I liked your pitches. Put down that cup of coffee and call it. I mean, you were doing like radio theater. You're good at it, and that's what we need. We need a radio theater team to do one little scripts for vehicle donations and other things. And that would be fun.
Yeah.
But you said you had done everything. So I was just curious what other things you were doing.
Well,
donors or.
Well, there's that, and also the requests we send out by email to all the email addresses that we have asking for money. I try to come up with different ways to do it every time. The letters that we send out. Yeah, also being on the phone and asking people to give money is, takes some ingenuity, cleverness and ingenuity.
Yeah, I wish I could hear a recording of that, how you do that, because I only did it one day, just one time. And I thought, no, we need some kind of training. I mean,
could we maybe do something like, if we could find a person that wanted to give like $1,000 to the food bank, could we say it's Giving Tuesday? According to articles in the Chronicle, there are still tremendous needs for food. For every dollar that's given today to KPFT, a dollar will be given to the Houston Food Bank from an anonymous donor. If we could find somebody that has another charity, so we would be supporting, when they contribute, they know that, they're raising double the money, and they're helping not just one charity, but two. Could we celebrate Giving Tuesday that way and make it a little bit special, a little different than just give to KPFT now? Again, we still need money every day.
That's the problem.
Bill for the sack.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, something new is we have a new program schedule, and, we could say if you like the new program schedule, please donate. I mean, they don't have to necessarily donate to one specific show, but just something different. Well, let me, everybody think about, how to work something like that in. I mean, there are some new shows. So one of the things I'm concerned about is, several of us recommended Dr. Franklin get some shows that are produced elsewhere where they don't have limitations of no studio, ones that are well-produced and sound good. And there are some of those in the new schedule. But we don't have local hosts for those shows pitching. So typically those kind of shows don't do as well unless we have some local pitches, and it could be, pre-recorded, of course, but just something to think about.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to call some friends and convene a little subcommittee to work on this. And I will also call Dr. Franklin, or maybe you could talk to Dr. Franklin, see if we could say, approach that to say, in honor of our shows that we get remotely, would you give today? I'm not quite sure, but I'll talk to him about that. And the other option is if we can find a donor that wants to give to something else and have some sort of match. Those are the only two ideas that come to me, but I'm going to call about four or five people up and just talk about it and see if we can come up with something, some other way to make Giving Tuesday special. Is that okay? Anybody else want to join me on this subcommittee?
What is the subcommittee about? What's the title?
A Giving Tuesday subcommittee to come up with some special way to make an impact on Giving Tuesday, which is November the 30th. November 30th, 2021. And report.
Also, something that's been kind of in my mind is to maybe have something special for those people who give on that day, something that they get. And I'm just looking at the printers for our APFT items.
Mm-hmm.
Have Christmas ornaments. If you happen to be a person who has a Christmas tree, you could have one with KPFT's logo on it and anything else we want to put on it. And just for that day, perhaps, if you want it, you got to donate that day. And usually I would say something like, looking at the prices here, donating $60 or more
Okay. Do we have anything
like
for
any... add that to your pile, perhaps.
Add that to my discussion?
Yeah, your discussion.
Boss, okay. That's a good idea. I just, we don't have anything that relates to Muslim or Jewish or any other religions, right?
Not at this particular, particular printer.
We already have these ornaments?
No, I would just order them as soon as people, you know, donate and whatever thing. It would be mailed to them from the printer, which means they'll actually have it by well before the end of the year.
Okay.
So, I mean, it doesn't have to be an ornament. It could be almost anything else.
It's hoodie season.
Nancy, on stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, instead of an ornament that only people in the house are going to see, I wish we had a contest or about designing a bumper sticker or something really beautiful that we would charge money for, but, you know, if somebody, some special, bonus present or thank you present, we could give a something that's going to, you know, give us something back, like outreach. And we don't...
Actually. Bumper sticker.
Or...
We could do a bumper sticker design contest like we did for the logo and get people, you know, starting to produce designs. And I wish I could see that that page where everything was posted, all those different logos, because we could use some of those designs that did not win. I mean, they were really, some of them were really artistic. I wish I had taken pictures of it. We could have used some of those for maybe a nice bumper sticker.
What about this? What about if we tried something?
That's
what
not
if we
a bad
approach?
Idea.
And bill for the stack.
Say it again, Nancy.
I'm not sure which part she liked, but you know, we did a contest for the logo, the new logo, and some of the designs. There were many. I don't remember how many, like 30, 40. I don't remember, but some of them were very interesting. I wish I had taken pictures of it, and it's all gone now. And we could have used some of those designs for, you know, maybe bumper stickers or something else, or for, KPFT used to have a program guide that had very artistic. I think Edwin Johnson was a part of that. He was telling me he enjoyed making those designs. And Wendy showed me some old ones online, what they look like. I was really impressed. Anyway, I wish we had, instead of a Christmas tree ornament, I think a bumper sticker, but it may not be, only 1 month away. It may not. We may not have time to make bumper stickers, but instead of just depending on our own self, I mean, let's get the membership, busy and enthusiastic and get them thinking too.
Bill for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, just remember, whatever design is works well for a, the logo may not, or the whatever you're talking about before, doesn't necessarily work for a bumper sticker, unless you're going to put it somewhere besides on a bumper, because it needs to be really simple so you can read it. Small print is useless on a bumper. And so, you know, typically bumper stickers you can read only have two or three words on them. So, or maybe four. So you can't say a lot. But
it's still better
think about
to have
that.
A bumper sticker than a Christmas ornament. And then whatever design.
Robin,
on
for the
fact,
please.
I'm finished.
Go ahead, Robin.
Well, I actually really like the idea of bumper stickers even better. And I can get them printed with our current logo. There's no time for any more contests. And believe me, that was a pain. But we have a logo, and so we shouldn't abandon it. And, you know, and try to make it the face of KPFT until, I guess, Dr. Franklin decides it has changed. So we can also get bumper stickers. That might be something. We haven't done that in years.
Okay. Bill, you're next.
Special
go ahead, Bill.
I said what I was going to say. It's about bumper stickers need to be simple or you can't read them.
Okay. Go ahead, Nancy.
No, whatever Robin said at the end, and then you talked over and Bill talked to her. I didn't hear what. I bet she forgot. Robin?
No, all I said was that we do have a relatively new logo, and that can be made very visible, like printed on white or something like that. And we can get that going right away and have that be introduced, it perhaps, on Giving Tuesday. Those people
I
especially
have,
them right away.
I have two ideas. And then I think we're just going to move on, and I'll get with you back with you, Robin. I had an idea of, like, what if we had an agreement with a store like Whole Foods that if people gave over $40, they could stop in at Whole Foods and get a container of hot chocolate or something at Whole Foods. So send them to some place where they could pick something up, like a little bag of oranges or something. Or another thought is we have a really pretty drawing for the website, and for every person that gives more than $25 on Giving Tuesday, we add a flower or a leaf or something on that drawing. So you can see something growing as people give. And they could go to the website and look at, I mean, so somebody had to be sitting there adding to the drawing, but it might, you know, it would be organic. It would be something that's growing. Just a thought. Does that intrigue you at all? Does that give any feedback on these ideas? It doesn't have to be for Giving Tuesday. Maybe we can use these ideas later, but okay. Well, no ideas, no. Didn't grab you. Okay.
No, that's lovely, but we have to, you know, have that person who knows how to make that graphic on the fly.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do have a pretty park scene on our website lately, and I don't know who did that. I don't know if it has an artist's name on it, but somebody that is into web design and also is artistic, they might enjoy doing that, but we'd have to give somebody access to the computer that day to keep changing the computer. But I just hadn't thought about that. Okay, so let's go. I'm sorry?
Yeah, Nancy, I have a question.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, that scene where two people are on the grass, it's gone now, but last week I saw the old truck be put up, and I went and I looked at that rusty old truck, and I thought, this is interesting. Why is this on the KPFD website? And I said, oh, yeah, vehicle donation. It was so interesting. Look at all that rust. Anyway, I took pictures of it, and I sent it to the other stations because BAI has no picture on their vehicles, and KPFA has a cartoon car. It's just an outline of a car, and it's not very interesting. So I gave it to them, and anyway, I sent to the other stations because it's really interesting. So I want to thank you or whoever did it. And who's doing the website? Who's sprucing it up?
A guy named Abinas.
What? Oh, we have a
Abinas,
person.
It's Abinas Kumar.
Kumar?
Yeah.
Kunav. Okay, I've been. Oh, I know him. Okay, I got it. I got it. Nice. But on my smartphone, everything is all squunched up, and I cannot imagine leaves and being put on. But I guess on a computer screen, it must have space for Teresa's idea. Anyway, okay, I'm finished. Thank you. Oh,
okay.
I have a question.
So,
I have a question. Sorry.
Does it have to do with Giving Tuesday?
No, it's about
okay.
The fun drive.
We're going to Quiet Drive. Oh, it has to do with the pledge drive?
Yes, yes.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Nancy.
How did the, you know, I really like those cards, hearing Amy's voice after a whole year, having heard her, you know, more than a year. So I did send a thank you to Democracy Now, Amy Goodman. But how was the fund drive for Democracy Now? Usual or better or not much or what?
Democracy Now. Actually, for the entire drive, they brought in $2,555, so not too bad.
Too bad. And for the entire drive. And I have another question, is the HD shows, HD2, did any of those shows get any money at all?
Some of them did.
Some of them did.
Can you name one or two of them?
Electrolove did pretty okay. There's another one that starts with a B. I can't remember what it is. I'll find it.
Bumping with Betty?
Now, I send the link to all this information.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Thank you. Thank you. I can check that. Oh, I forgot completely. Yeah. And I did see it. And I didn't even look. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Economic update brought in one pledge. You know, things like that. It's like still not really much going on donation-wise from HG2.
Compared with last, when the economic update was on the FM, I thought we had a lot of people that were interested in his show because they funded his, what was his fee, $10,000 to come to Houston? Yeah, I remember that. And if we had it on the FM, would we make more money?
Okay, so Robin, where did you send this? Who did you send this report to? To the board?
To the board. Yeah, everybody
got
it.
And I noted that the links are permanent, so you can check them anytime and all during the drive. So.
Okay. Next item is silent, the quiet drive.
I have to go. But thank you, Robin, for those links, too. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. So,
and you guys, I'm on the call.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
So,
I've been here for a while.
Well, thank you. Okay, so I want to hurry because I have another meeting at 7:30. So I'm going to try to pick up the pace a little bit. The quiet drive, Robin. Is there anything we can do to help you with that?
Well, I'm pretty quiet and probably. Continuing in December, the calls to lapsed donors might actually help that drive. Something to think about.
Okay.
Is it going on now?
No, it starts on December 1st.
Oh, 1st to end
December
of
31st. Yeah.
Okay. So other than calling lapsed donors, do you have any other suggestions as to how we can help?
Not at the moment.
Maybe we could do snowflakes, and for each donation, we could put a snowflake on the website or something like that. Just a thought. Okay. Legacy giving. Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, the other station. Which one was that? KPFK. They've got a thermometer. I really like that idea. Or it doesn't have to be a thermometer. It could be something more artistic, but where you see the red or the green color or something going up. We have not done that, have we? I don't remember.
Yeah, we have.
We have off and on.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Is it pretty bad now?
Excuse me?
I just said it.
What did you say, Wendy?
If you have something like that, you want to be being successful, or else you're just flaunting that you're failing, which makes other people not want to donate either, you know. You got to be careful about stuff like that. So they say don't mention what the goal is, just keep plugging along towards it, you know. I don't know. If people realize how bad we're doing, I don't know if anybody would donate.
Well, on that optimistic note.
I'm sorry.
But you know, we don't get any feedback. And it's before
we had
the live pitching. Oh, we had just 1,000 more and we'll make our goal. Or, we did this well. And, you know, there's no real exciting things to hear about the fun drive because I don't know why. Anyway,
it's every day.
Well, you know, Dr. Simotis, I think even if it's mentioning people that have given more than once, she it sounds like it's live because she's speaking like in the present tense and like thank you so much. As if she is getting donations. That makes it very exciting. And I was listening to Susan Darrow the other day, and again, the way she was doing it, it made it sound like pledges were just coming in. A very enthusiastic acknowledgement of donations. I don't know if she primed the pump or what she did, but...
I can answer.
I would have wanted to join that little parade of people that was giving money.
She does this all year. So from the last fund drive, she will continue to thank them until the next fund drive. So she does this all year, and she says this on the air. If you give, I will continue to thank you. She had every the beginning of each show.
I wish we had about 10 Susans on the air.
Oh, is that Kurt Gerdron on the line?
Yeah, I finally figured out how to get hooked up. Sorry it took so long.
Okay. All righty. So, let's go to, thank you, Kurt, and thank you, Nancy. maybe more people ought to do that. It is kind of a reminder that we are community radio and we are dependent upon donations. I put legacy giving on the agenda. Robin, have you got a hold of anybody, or is there anything I can do to help with that fundraising idea?
Not right now. I have gotten in touch with a lawyer person who's willing to answer questions if possible and understand that, you know, it's not a fishing expedition for him. So that's done. I just have to finish the language and of the, you know, what we're going to put out on the web and out to the world and all that. Like I said before, Rob Lee had come up with a script that be said on air and I haven't gotten around to really paring it down because it's really long.
Okay.
But, you know, at least the draft is there.
Okay. All right. What about lapsed donors?
The effort to call lapsed donors is ongoing. It's been going on for the last 3 weeks. It's going to also go on this Thursday at Rob Lee's office, which he's very generously let us use. And I did have a little report on how much we raised. Okay. By my count, we've made almost 1,000 phone calls over the last 3 weeks, and we've managed to collect $3,325 in pledges from 28 different people. And
3,000,
that is not
how much? $3,325
in pledges.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a good return on investment.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, well, the number of people responding is pretty good. We have a 2.8% response rate, which is okay. It's okay. And we're going to do it one more time this week, and then we're also going to get together to figure out how to do this on a more regular basis. His office is not always going to be available, which is why KPFT really needs its own place. But that's a sidebar.
Uh-huh.
So it's definitely been worth it. And maybe, like I was saying, I said something about lapsed calls during the quiet drive. I think
and we have also resolved some issues of people who have not received premiums, so they stopped giving because they hadn't received premiums, right? And we are addressing those,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
About how
all
many?
Right. I haven't counted. Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I still want to do something about that man that's offered the art. Maybe Darrell Robbins or Frank Prafko could go with me and look at this art. Okay. So thank you very much for the report on the lapsed donors. Planned giving and major donors. Do we want to say anything about that?
Well, I have a question.
Go ahead.
How many
back
people
to
were
lapsed
involved,
donors. Go ahead, Nancy.
And how many volunteers did you have?
The people that actually have showed up, let me count. Okay, I have 7 people on the hook that have come in and out.
7, okay.
Yeah.
7 samurai.
And
okay.
The max that we could handle there would be 8.
Oh.
Okay. Well, that's good, and I'm sure, and we get things kind of cleaned up, too. You know, I think it would be maybe even more effective if at some point we can call people before they lapse. Everybody that we're calling on lapsed donors, they haven't given for over a year. So that's a whole year that we missed. And for somebody that was given $10 a month, so we've lost, I guess on average, you know, but somewhere between $120 and $180 or $200. Because they've skipped a year. So our goal should be to actually start maybe calling some people before they even lapse.
That would be, you know, a decent thing to do, and maybe something that could be the emphasis in December. Because we could tell people you'll renew your membership, you'll have made a donation so that you know, that is tax deductible, you know, that sort of thing.
Tom,
we could
back.
Go ahead, Tom. I'm sorry, what'd you say, Robin?
I said, or we could also do very lapsed and people who are about to lapse. We could do both, perhaps.
Okay, so Tom, did you say something?
Yes, I was about to say, make a suggestion that we go to social media and, you know, post that on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, all the social media accounts, and say if you're a lapsed donor and you would like to continue to contribute, then, you know, give them the website or contact, you know, KPFT. And that's all I have.
Okay.
That's a good point, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do something on our Facebook?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's a lot of people who are lapsed don't know they are. But maybe also to encourage them to, you know, call in, check in if you don't know. And
yeah, we could put our phone number on that, right?
Yeah, Yeah, that's no problem.
Okay, so that might, let's do that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
So I'll put Robin will do something on social media.
I will also do that as well.
Oh, good point. I'll do that too. Let's all try to put something on the KPFT site. Don't say that we're calling lapsed donors, but say it might be a nice to if you think you're lapsed, call the station phone number, and we can put the 526-4000 number on our Facebook page, and say ask for development, and you know let's Fine. Try to get renewed before the end of the year, for sure.
Yeah. Simple,
like do it
like
now. Okay, so Robin Lewis will put something on Facebook.
Nancy on the stack.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah. On KPFK's website, they do have a Lou Hill Legacy, something, I forgot what it was. You click it, and it goes into leaving a bequest through a will, takes you to another. Let me see if I can get it up. It's called Lou Hill Legacy Circle. And then it's got a line under it. So when you click it, then it tells you how to, if you want to make leave something in your will or bequest. Just want to put that in.
You say KPFK.
K, Los Angeles. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you guys hear WPFW was mentioned in Colin Powell's funeral?
Really?
I have the recording of it. I'm going to send it to everybody. It was, of all people, Richard Armitage was just telling stories about him and Colin Powell, and he said that every Saturday at 5 o'clock, they would, both of them, even though they didn't agree on all music, they would both listen to this one show on WPFW, and he said, that's Pacifica Radio. Don't tell anybody. This is People's Radio. It was awesome. It was like the best commercial you could ever get. You know, the whole expansive television, the whole country, you know, all the major networks were running Colin Powell's funeral, I think. And so it was great. I have a recording of it. It's not great quality, but I'm going to send it to the PMB and everybody. I meant to do it already.
They have more membership than WBAI.
Yeah, they've been doing, you know,
they have an outreach committee.
And the AI does not have they're playing music is what it is. I mean, there's manager, I think I've heard that he does a good job. Well,
he hasn't had an evaluation in years and years and years. They don't even have a
they just do whatever they want there.
When they want to get rid of somebody, you know, that's most the stations are like that.
Okay, I think we're off topic. Let's go down to plan giving and major donors. Anybody want to say something about plan giving or major donors?
I thought we just did. No. Wow. Plan giving.
Actually, when I said legacy giving, I don't know. I was duplicating. So I'm going to. Anybody want to say about? You know. I was talking to the chair of the board a couple days ago, Venetia Williams, and she said two things, like we should approach people that are wealthy, and we're not doing that. We did talk about that a little bit, and I guess, Robin, I should ask you this. Are you having any conversations with the general manager about this issue that we have not attempted to reach major donors, you know, one-on-one in so very long?
No, nothing in any depth. So that is a conversation I'd really like to get started with. Me.
Oh, well, I want to be on the stack.
Okay, well, let me just say this to Robin. Robin, if you want to do a three-way call, if you want me to do a three-way call or something, I'd be happy to do it.
Okay.
All right. So go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? The mayor. Turner? Yeah, he was saying last year, okay, this is old news. He says we got this a lot of money, you know, for giving for needy causes, so come apply if you need money. Because of COVID, maybe? Was it the PPP? I don't know what it was. And when I asked Judon about that, he said, well, you people need to start it. And after it's started, then I will join in and, you know, take part. So I didn't know what he was thinking, but if there's money hanging out there, I mean, we should ask at least from the city. And every city in the United States, big cities, had that situation where they could give money. And that was last year for the PPP thing. So I don't know if it's all run out or what, but I mean, why don't we ask? And then I wanted to ask Brown Foundation. They used to give us like lots of money. And then what? Last time was when? Maybe 10,000 or that dried up, or are they gonna?
No, it
Robin,
no,
do you want
to
respond to that?
No, we got the usual $10,000 earlier this year. So far, it hasn't dried up.
Okay. Good.
And, you know, once we have our stuff together and now we have financial statements and stuff, but it also helps to have them say positive things. But, you know, once you have a plan and everything, then you can ask for more money. But the way it is right now, you know, it's hard to... I mean, if we find a great building, you know, and have this put together this good plan of how what we need to do to get it, then those kind of organizations will possibly grant us money, like for the capital campaign or something. But you know, just to never change anything and go along doing nothing, it's hard to approach an organization like that for grants. If you ask me, I'm so negative tonight.
Hang in there,
Nancy,
Wendy.
Nancy with a positive.
You're a realist.
Okay. So we were talking about major donors. Now, the next item is new business. And the things that I just wrote here were fun events, solicitation of silent auction items, concerts, speakers, and raffle. I would like to end the meeting in about 10 minutes. So I guess I would like to ask one question, and then we can maybe, if somebody has a burning desire to talk about one of these items or something that is crazy fun, then we'll talk about that before we adjourn. I do call to your attention that our next meeting is scheduled at 6:30 Central Time instead of 6. Okay.
What day is that?
It's the same day, but I don't have a finance meeting after it, so we can start a little later. And I guess I'm too lazy since I put it in KPFTX to change it. Would anybody prefer I move it back up to 6? I can do that. Would that be better, or doesn't matter? Okay.
Robin, how is that with you? How about Robin?
Either way, fine with me.
I prefer 6 p.m.
Okay, I'm going to move it back to 6. I don't know what was going through my head.
Yeah, it's December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day.
Right.
Okay.
So let me mention one thing that was on my mind. Have we sent out anything in the in our email to our membership? When's the last time we sent anything out to our memberships by email?
Sent out something maybe 2.5 weeks ago, and I just sent a draft to Dr. Franklin, outlining all the new shows for the general public.
Have we introduced him to our membership yet? Guess what? We have a new manager. Have we even told them?
Yeah, that's happened. Yes.
Yeah.
By email,
I mean.
Yes.
He's got his own show now.
What?
By email and whatever. Yep. But anyway, my plan is to send it out tomorrow morning. So I really need him to say yes, no, or he doesn't care. Whatever.
Well, do you remember, Robin, when we talked, I guess, last month or the month before about soliciting silent auction items of worth $200 or more, and we were going to ask the membership, have we ever done that?
No, I have not done that. And I think if that does happen, this is where this committee could be helpful. To sift through anything that comes through to find, you know, for items that actually might be worth the effort. Let's put it that way.
Could we put something in this email that you're sending out? Something like, you know, it could be an antique radio. I mean, could we ask them to send, you know, give them some ideas? You know, like somebody has recently offered us some art. And we're looking for silent auction items, could be guitars, art, could be antique radio. We're looking for items that are worth at least $200. Could you send a picture, attachment to this email address? Could we try that and put a picture next to it so we could maybe stimulate some ideas, some creative juices?
I would try to send it separately because this one is going out tomorrow morning. It's very lengthy. So I would send it separately, but we could give it a try.
Okay, the one you're sent, can I get on the stack?
Go ahead, Wendy.
Does the one you're sending say anything about asking members if they know of a building for us to relocate to?
To me,
this is just so crucial, you know. I know I saw something at one time, either on Facebook or on the website or something, asking, you know, people, regular people, if anybody knows of any kind of a space for us. I don't know. I just really worry for KPFC if we don't get ourselves a place to live.
True.
It's written in a very famous book, Ask and You Shall Receive.
I'll donate my house if you let me keep a bedroom.
Yeah, no, I mean,
even
that would be better than what we have right now. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I really was thinking like there must be some lonely little old widows that would like to have some company and people coming in the house, and I was even thinking about, you know, myself, but I mean somebody.
Yeah.
Well. Okay, so this is what I'm putting down. Robin Luce is sending out an email blast tomorrow introducing the new program schedule. Soon we'll send a solicitation for silent auction items worth over $200. Does that sound okay? Does that sound like what we can do?
Yeah, I think maybe 200. I suggested that, but now I'm thinking maybe 100 is not bad.
Well, is there an event that we're getting them for? I'm still not clear on this.
Garage sale?
Well, let me say this. I had an item that I got when my father died. He had this little small lamp. It was a Tiffany style. It was a peacock. And KPFT never asked for it, so I never gave it. And my church had a service auction last weekend. The theme was Home Sweet Home or Candyland. We had a hybrid event. We sat at tables, and it was like you bring your own little buffet for your table, so everybody was wearing masks. They were with people that they trusted not to have COVID in clusters of people. that they were, you know, friends with or family with. And we had lots of baskets. And everyone there, they used Octria. And everyone
was... What did you say?
That's a bidding app. And we made at least, I would say we made at least $30,000. There were lots of baskets, but that little lamp went into a basket. We had, you know, books, we had gift certificates, we had bears, we had games.
You had bears?
We had condominiums and, you know, stuffed animals. We had condominiums in Colorado. Everyone was using their computer at the table to bid. And then there were people at home that you could see them on the screen, and they were bidding also.
Right.
So I don't know what event we can use these silent auction items for, but if we just get pictures now, it'll get people thinking about giving to KPFT.
Nancy on the stage.
Okay. Want us to sound like, you know, we know what we're doing.
Well, you never can tell when Susan Darrow might want to do a fundraiser concert sometime in the near future.
In the past, she has had
a silent auction table, you know, with items. Yeah. And I'm thinking, if we, like this one guy mentioned Texan art, we could bundle that with a book or a guitar from a musician that's a Texas artist, and their pastoral scenes, kind of Texas-like. I'm thinking this might make a little extra money. I don't know.
My point being just that if we're in Fun Drive every single day, all the time, that's all anybody ever hears is that we need your money. And then we're also asking, oh, hey, by the way, you know, if you have any cool thing that you'd like to send us or donate, you know, please let us know. It's a lot better if you know, you'll be more successful if we can do it with a plan and definitely make, you know, them think we know what we're doing anyway.
Agreed. That we shouldn't have the fund drive running at the same time we're asking for donations like that.
Well, it just depends. I mean, like when we did it before, we were having a kind of a gala sort of a thing. We called it the service auction, I guess. But, you know, it was... I mean, we ask people for things all the time privately. I'm just wanting the... I mean, Robin, I know, I trust Robin will... do this right. She knows the same things. She knows that. But I don't know.
I think a story can be quite heartwarming. Mentioning that we're cleaning out the house and some of the things we have found, like old folios or, you know, the old.
Is anybody cleaning out the house?
Yeah.
No, she just made
yes,
that
Wendy.
Up.
No, I mean, is there a group doing that, or what's going on with that? I'm sorry.
Robin?
Yes.
Robin?
I know they were doing the equipment, but what about the other stuff?
Mo is supposed to be doing that, but maybe that was last weekend. He was supposed to be saying, this one we throw away, this one we keep, and...
He's already done that.
Oh,
everything
is he still here?
No. Everything else is being taken care of by a group of volunteers, including me.
Okay. All right. That's good to know.
Okay. Anyway, my idea is that it maybe is time to, we've discussed this several times, soliciting from the membership items for a silent auction. And Nancy just suggested we make it 100. Robin, I leave it up to you, but I suggest that we actually do this. And maybe at our next meeting we can discuss how we would possibly take bidding on these auction items, okay?
That's the easy part.
Yeah, Nancy
yeah.
answered that.
Okay. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, I mean, we could do it before Christmas so they'd buy it for Christmas presents, or we could do it after Christmas so they can get rid of the stuff they got and they didn't want. I just wanted to put something we talked about before Wendy and Kirk got on, that we were thinking about maybe making a radio theater group to make one-minute carts for vehicle donations. And I wanted to put two more ideas just for us to think on the back burner. You know,
say that again, Nancy. What was that idea again?
What?
Something about what was your idea about the vehicle donations?
No, we talked earlier. We said we needed to have some scripts for, you know, radio theater, or maybe a radio theater group, do one-minute carts, and we could ask, you know, on the air for the membership who wants to be, some of those people out there are really good in acting, voice acting, and I one time asked some of the programmers, we should have a radio theater group. Is anybody interested? And Alma Cooper said, put me on the list. And I said, oh, okay. And then I said, Henry, are you interested? He said, no, not me. I said, well, you want to do the Foley art? You know, all the sound effects? Yes, I'll do that. So, I'm sure these programmers really have talent and they're creative and they have the voice. So, but I mean, other people too are out there. So let's be thinking about that and start, you know, making. And then I wanted to put an idea. We had a very successful fundraiser, maybe 2017 or 16. It was a Ray Hill roast, and that was like $17,000. And then after costs taken away, then it was net about $14,000 over. And then at the table of the mayor and the city councilman were sitting, Dwayne Lark went around in front of all the audience and asked them for more, and they wrote out checks. So it was a captive audience. It wasn't really a nice thing to do, but I don't mind. I don't mind. But, I mean, be thinking of a person, because he was like such an unusual you don't find Ray Hills very often, you know. It was such a – and with comedy in it, you know, he was such a cheerful person. So, I mean, please be thinking, because I don't think – and then I wanted to say – I'm sorry, I'm all these little things. KPFK is doing a fundraiser – and it's with local artists bringing their paintings, and they're going to be on the sidewalk or a park, and the KPFK is going to talk on the audience, on the air about this. And I don't know how they're going to get a commission on paintings, so I don't know how they're going to do it. But it's just starting. So I was listening to their things.
This is KUHF.
No. Our sister station in LA, KPFK, Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
And then I had an idea for a long, 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 long time of a sewing brigade or a sewing group, because we have a lot of listeners who do sewing. And if we were to make each one make their own individual, like, fantastic, one-of-a-kind bag, KPFT bag, I mean, really one-of-a-kind, and then put pictures on it, and how would it do? I mean, would people use that as a premium? Would they want something very custom-made?
Like a handbag?
Yeah, a grocery bag, you know, because, you know, those plastic bags are not good for the environment. And people end up throwing away. So your own homemade bag, I would think denim would be good. Or even I was thinking, you know, in Japan, when the blue jeans get all kind of holes in the crotch and holes in the knees, they make bags out of them, and you have those already pockets are there, and they really are good. You can still use them instead of throwing the whole thing away. But I'm sure y'all would not like that. But anyway, but people could.
That's great. It's kind of hard to pick, though, if you have to describe each one, you know, on the air. And plus, we're not talking live. We got to get our radio station a place to live.
Yes.
We'll flow from there. We'll have lots of people. You know, there's no place for people to go, like, to get new people involved or any of that stuff. And so
until we do that, we got to join virtually. We have to come up with some ideas where we can have virtual get-togethers.
Everybody, we are off topic. It is 7:20 p.m.
New business.
It is 7:20 p.m. and we're calling this meeting adjourned.
Oh, yeah. Wait. A newsletter. Robin, can you ask a question? Is there any kind of items you're interested in if we were to have a kind of a garage sale, or I don't call it a garage sale, but a kind of some fluffy KPFT membership offering something special sale? I don't know.
Robin, will we have some sort of yard sale before we finally leave the building?
Only if someone else has it.
You guys understand everything.
How about
Robin
that Blue here, Island?
Right?
That island in the street in front of the station. I mean, one time Janice Blue brought all kind of dogs to, find homes for, and Larry Winters was talking about, we have a brown dog here, and y'all got one dog coming, and we have the blue dog, or whatever. Anyway, I heard that one time.
We had the grave of Amy Goodman out there one time, too. So it's just like...
Yeah,
maybe Robin, we could ask Betty Pringer, who has done a yard sale. Maybe she would take that on as a volunteer project. But we're going to have to discuss this. Who's that?
Tom.
Go ahead, Tom.
I move to adjourn.
Thank you, Tom.
Second.
Is there any objection that we adjourn? Okay, it's 7:22. We're now adjourned. Thank you all.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
I'll talk to you after Thanksgiving, if not before. Bye-bye.